about the Phoenix Lights with Mike Fortson. He's on the line from Busca Valley in Arizona, and he saw the real thing, the mile-wide craft. Mike, have you ever thought about writing a book? Have you written a book?
No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah, but you've appeared in these documentaries. Have you ever made one?
No. No, I've always just been a part of them. I'm picky about the ones I'm in now. But, yeah, I'll do the interviews. As far as writing a book,
the reason I'm getting to this is, and we're not going to get into it. Yeah, we're not getting on the going to do it on the air here. I don't want to knock anybody, but you and I have talked about people that we think are fraudulent off the air.
Yes, sir.
That seems to be one of the main problems that we have in the UFO business.
No question. No question. There's people that are just trying way too hard to get attention. And I'm one of these people that I just believe that if you're at the right place at the right time, you know, just hope you have a camera with you. You know, Eve, I carry a disposable camera in my glove box, in my car. I mean, it's don't make it happen. Don't create it. Don't ruin your name or anything else by trying to create something. Just let it happen and hope you're at the right place at the right time. And you have a camera with film and fresh batteries and ready to roll. And just hold it still. Don't zoom in, zoom out. Just do it in wide angle and let it fly. There's software that we can analyze, you know, the video with.
Anything of interest to our audience, sightings-wise, occurred more recently than 97?
The red lights, single red lights. It's almost like a starboard light, several of them independently flying around. Nobody knows what they are. Got some of them on video. I think I got 12 or 13 videos of that stuff, but nobody really knows what they are. They're probably somewhere between 4 and 8 feet maybe in diameter. It's really hard to say if it's a hoax or what. Nothing's really been done with it. It's been talked about and written about a little bit, but it kind of just went away. It was big in 99, 2000, 2001 down in the valley. That was about it. I mean, it's been pretty quiet the last couple of years. It really has.
And do you have, you almost consumed with this by your own words. Do you have any hunch or gut feeling about why that year and no more?
Hillbop. That was the reason a lot of people were outside.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall back in 97, I could see Hillbop in daytime and nighttime. It seems like I could see it early in the morning and late at night. I'm believing that I saw it twice. So we were really fascinated by seeing a comet. I got some video of it. I can't really answer that.
Do you think there's any connection there? Probably not. Or just that there are people out looking around. That seems to be, the reason there's not more sightings, in my opinion, that people aren't looking up. They're watching where they're going.
Don't skywatch driving a car.
But you're an old skywatcher. You said that.
I enjoy it. I find great peace in just shutting the TV off. Like I said, my wife and I have been married 34 years. A lot of times after dinner, you sit in front of the TV and you let the TV do the talking. And, you know, sometimes, you know, what we've learned since 97, and there's a couple stories written about this. If you search like Mike Fortson, Phoenix Lights, you'll see the stories that's been written about my wife and I that, you know, we shut the TV off, we go outside and we skywatch for an hour and a half, and we talk to each other, you know, and it really did. And in 34 years of marriage, it's a test, and within itself.
And your wife is as supportive as any wife could be for this. In fact, she enjoys it,
well,
too.
She saw that big object back on of her. She has no need to be there. Mm-hmm. We all want to see it again. There's no question. If any of the witnesses or anybody that listens to this show, if they saw the object that we're talking about in 97 in Arizona, then they know what we're saying. You know, you want to see it again. You really do. You want a second chance.
Any of these documentaries capture that feeling? I don't guess they can, really.
Out of the Blue.
Okay.
James Fox did a job in Out of the Blue. That's the best one.
And then, of course, you like the Japanese version, you said, too.
They dubbed me in Japanese. I couldn't understand what they were saying. We got a kick out of it and everything. But the problem was, I mean, we didn't know how they were explaining the story or anything.
Sure.
But the video, they're very good in animation. And the video, they did a very good job in the animation of the craft.
It looked similar.
Yes. Yes, he had me draw pictures and everything, and they did a really good job. I interviewed a work crew at 10:30 that night, And the guy was on top of the Bank One tower, and he said when he saw this coming at him, he felt he had to duck. And that's how low this thing was. And that's where Frank put that craft really low over the buildings.
We're talking about Frank Warren, who is quite a guy, and we do...
I'm glad I met him. I mean, he's really been open, and he's helped a lot on this story, and yet people don't really understand the 8 o'clock events. And you can search this all the way back into the old writings that I've done and so forth. I mean,
I don't know how much luck we're going to have digging up somebody, but you never know. That's one reason you're doing the interview. I know.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you again.
Oh, we will. We'll do a lot of things, and maybe a video will suddenly appear.
You'll be the second to know.
Run it to Frank.
I'll tell my wife first.
Oh, okay. Well, I've enjoyed it, Mike. Anything else you want to add here?
You let me talk. I appreciate that, Jerry. I think I covered everything, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. And, if you need to talk to me again or if there's interest, I'm here.
I hope you don't think I was disagreeing with you about the media being manipulated. I'm not at all. I'm just disagreeing on how they do it.
You develop a thicker skin, and you just got to learn that, there's mm-hmm. there's a lot of different, everybody sees things differently sometimes, and the way I see the media and everything else is a lot of these people just want to do a quick show, and they're not interested in the case whatsoever.
Well, that's true.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Down the valley, there's one especially on Channel 3, and he's just fascinated by this, and we talk a lot, and I send him stuff, and, there is one, and I'll do their show for him, because the others really have been negligent, really, in telling the story.
I have a feeling that a lot of these UFO-related stories do hit the air in Phoenix, now that maybe they're not played as positively as you'd like.
Quick fillers.
Yes, true. But there's some negativity, but there, not all of those reports have a guy smirking and laughing and banging on the table.
I know.
And that was the way it was for a long time.
Yes, sir. I was there. I was there. But you know what? You learn, and you just move on. You just go to the next show if they'll have you and just try to get your story out. I mean, that's it. I mean, if that's the way they feel, then God bless them, I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Well, Mike, thanks very much for a great interview, and we wish you success on getting more pictures. People, if you're listening, you got something for Mike, get in contact with him. I hope you get some information. Get some email action, Mike Portson.
I got a lot of information on that. I mean, it's nonstop. It really is. And I guarantee you, I'll get witnesses. There will be somebody contact me, I'm quite sure.
You stay in touch with us, okay?
Yes, sir.
I've enjoyed it. 13 years since the Phoenix Lights back in 1997, but things like flying boomerangs are still being reported. Just recently, earlier this month in March, one was reported down in Lake Havasu City, which is on the California-Arizona border. Something definitely is happening in that part of the country. Then there's the Needles UFO crash last April. We'll be talking to Linda Moten Howe about that when we visit with her at the Ozark UFO conference coming up in April. Once again, Mike, thanks for being on. This has been a Phoenix Light special. This program was edited by Jane Swartley. I'm Jerry Pippin. Thank you for listening. Until next time, cheers.